We go now to D.C. and Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, good morning, John.
So it's just such a beautiful, moving holiday feeling down there in Washington. Listen to Harry Reid.
As a Christian, no one has to remind me of the importance of Christmas for all of the Christian faith.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
All their families all across America.
Jack Frost nipping.
I don't think any of us, I don't need to hear the sanctimonious lectures of Senator Kyle Dimick.
By a choir and folks dressed up like Eskimo.
To remind me of what Christmas means.
Ooh, Harry Reid there on the Senate floor accusing Senator Kyle of being Jack Frost a little bit, Todd. Who's getting lit up here in the lame duck session?
He has just the softest way of delivering a smack to the face, doesn't he, Harry Reid?
You know, Todd, to get serious here, it seems to me what we are seeing down there, and you've got a few tales to tell this morning, but what we're really seeing is the limits of what a lame duck session can do. Why do they even bother with these things? I'm a cynic, I know, but come on.
Well, it's the clock, really. It's not the lame duck per se, because a couple of things will get done. You know, the tax deal's going to get done one way or the other. They're going to get that part of it done. And that was the big thing they had to finish for this lame duck. So in that sense, it's likely to be a success. Now, it's Harry Reid and Democrats who have piled a whole bunch of other priorities into this lame duck, and Republicans are playing hide the ball in a lot of ways. And you're seeing that now with the nuclear START treaty with Russia, which is on the floor. And that's what led to Harry Reid making that remark. Senator Jim DeMint saying that voting up against Christmas and threatening to vote during Christmas is sacrilegious. And that's what got Senator Reid's ire there. And Senator Kyle has sort of said the same thing. So it's really jamming up against the clock here and trying to get these priorities done with the nuclear START treaty and this gigantic omnibus spending bill. We talked about it yesterday. Now, talk about hide the ball and taking a long time up against Christmas. Republicans, DeMint in particular, are threatening to have that 2,000-page bill read word for word by the clerk as a delay tactic. We're going to be seeing that in the next couple of days. So doesn't put anybody in the Christmas spirit of acrimony. Yeah,
$1.1 trillion omnibus spending bill. That's headed somewhere. The START treaty is going to need 67 votes to be ratified. It doesn't have to go back to the House because it's just about the Senate ratification of the treaty. But the tax bill is a bit of a sort of a ping pong game between the House and the Senate. It was passed last night overwhelmingly by the Senate, but the House still has to act here, right?
We find out today whether that ping pong game ends or whether it continues. As we've talked about, Democrats in the House are especially angry about the estate tax deal that the very, very wealthy got in that deal that Barack Obama cut with Republicans. A 35% estate tax, but the first $5 million exempt. So there's going to be an amendment today. This bill is going to the floor today, and there will be an amendment to lower that threshold to $3.5 million. Democrats say this only affects about 6,600 families in America, and we can save $23 billion, make it a little more fair. Now, there's a lot of people who want to vote for this, but the leadership is not whipping this, meaning they're not trying to get this amendment passed. If they get this amendment passed, they could kill the bill. And they're saying to a lot of liberal Democrats, look, we've done our messaging on this. The American people know how you feel. It's time to just get behind the president and not kill this deal. The question today is, will they or won't they? Will they just swallow it and say, all right, Mr. President, here's your deal. Let's move on to the next one.
But it is brinksmanship. And in the middle of all this is don't ask, don't tell. Is the clock going to push this one as well?
That passed the House yesterday overwhelmingly with a margin of 75 votes. It is now in the Senate's hands. It's really in Mitch McConnell and Jim DeMint's hands in a strange way. That one is about the clock. Will Harry Reid have a chance to pass it? He said yesterday, we will pass don't ask, don't tell if Republicans don't run out the clock.
Spending bill, tax bill, START treaty, don't ask, don't tell. I count four chestnuts roasting on the open fire there.
There are a couple of others, smaller chestnuts that they'd love to get to. I don't think they're going to get them.
Well, Todd Zwillick's got his hand on all of them. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent from D.C. Thanks, Todd.
Sure thing.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.